During the recent testimony of the peanut program and other farm programs in Washington, the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation made it clear that generic base has not increased peanut acreage. The cotton industry last year opted to go with the stacks program, while cotton producers maintain their generic base acres. These generic base acres are available to be used to any covered commodity that's in the 2014 Farm Bill. The committee wisely established a program allowing growers to keep those base acres. Without those base acres, the current struggling farm economy would be much worse. But USDA's Farm Service Agency data was examined recently to find out about the generic base acres and where they went. During 2014, approximately 58% of the generic base acres was allotted to other covered commodities. Some of them, worth 7.4 million generic acres, were not utilized at all. Approximately 32% of the generic base acres were assigned to soybeans. 26% were assigned to wheat. 19% was assigned to corn, 13% to grain sorghum, and only 7% of the generic base was assigned to peanuts. A lot of people thought it was much higher than that. This past year, 8.7% of the generic base was assigned to peanuts. So it appears that the generic base that was provided by the cotton farmers did not increase very much, if any, the acreage of peanuts across the belt. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.